Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and check out our blog featuring this week's episode of, yes, Sandwich Monday. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, it's Kelly from Spokane, Washington.
Hey, how are things in Spokane?
Oh, not bad.
I'm glad to hear it. What do you do there?
I work for a blood bank that provides blood products to hospitals.
You don't have long, sharp canine teeth.
No.
Okay, sorry. I just had to ask.
How are you at the sight of blood?
Oh, it's fine if it's in a bag.
Yeah, no problem then.
Yeah.
Either in a bag or in a body. That's fine. Either or both. Kelly, welcome to the show. Carl Castle right now is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
The moon, we can see it quite well. Other aspects are harder to tell. How do you suppose dust gets in our nose? And how does the moon's surface
smell?
Yes. Exactly. Have you ever wondered what the surface of the moon smells like?
No.
Of course not. You've all got things to do. But British artist Sue Cork wanted to know the answer, so she worked with an Apollo 16 astronaut to create a series of scratch and sniff prints of the moon. And in her version, it smells something like gunpowder. You can't smell on the moon. There's no air. That's the weirdest thing. Crazy talk.
Or gravity. Doesn't gravity figure into smell?
Try to get your nose down there.
Does gravity figure into smell?
Or was I sick that week during science?
I think you were.
Really sick.
Here is your next limerick.
In the bathroom, I say, ain't this droll? Sure, the holder bar goes through this hole, but what is the shaper of my three-ply paper? There's no cardboard in my TP.
Roll.
Yes. Kimberly Clark, the big paper company, has introduced the world's first mass-produced tube-free toilet paper. We are told the rolls of so-called Scott's Natural tube-free toilet paper do not have perfectly round holes, but they do fit over your holder for, you know, dispensing.
My God, this is an advance. I never thought I would live to see the day.
We assume that, among other things, this will revolutionize kindergarten art projects.
No kidding.
They'll now be made with cast iron pipe and rebar.
Well, there goes my kids' musical careers.
Yeah. Right.
And there goes my kids' bong.
Here is your last limerick.
Amidst crunch, crunch, wah, wah, and beep, beep, the siesta event I did sweep. Despite the distractions, I slipped to inaction, and briefly, I managed to
sleep.
Right. This year, Spain hosted the first international siesta competition in Madrid. The contest called on 360 of the world's best sleepers to outsleep each other. And after 9 days of fierce competition at a noisy, crowded shopping mall, Ecuadorian security worker Pedro Soria Lopez was crowned the winner. Lopez slept for 17 uninterrupted minutes and snored up to levels of 70 decibels. He took his trophy back to his day job regulating the U.S. housing market. Carl, how did Kelly do in our quiz?
Kelly had 3 correct answers, Peter. Kelly, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Kelly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. So